Hey y'all, welcome back to Hymns and Hope with Heather. I'm Heather, just in case you didn't know yet. In this video, I am going to share my testimony. And the best way for me to do that is to read it to you. Because my brain is not what it used to be. So I am going to read it to you right now. First, let me say this. The devil has been trying to take me out since birth. And he failed. I almost died. My bilirubin count was 19, which was fatal. I was on my way out, but because of the prayers of my parents and the saints, God miraculously saved me in an instant. I was healed, which was the first miracle out of many in my lifetime. But then, because like so many of us, I have a purpose in my life to share the gospel. So that old devil tried again. This time he took form in a man that molested me for 10 years of my life. Not only was he a family friend, he also went to our church. I was one out of so many innocent children that this perverted wolf in sheep's clothing defiled, touched, and destroyed. Well, he tried anyway, but I am still here. Because of this one deviant man's action, my future was filled with self-doubt, self-loathing, and I had very low self-esteem. I didn't think that I deserved any better. For years, I hid it from my family. I actually thought it was all my fault and something had to be wrong with me. I thought my parents would be mad at me or wouldn't believe me. I thought that being touched inappropriately was normal, and as a little girl of 5 and 6 years old, I was already having impure thoughts and would later allow boys to grab me, and my dating life was filled with men who treated me like trash. I would have nightmares, would cry myself to sleep most nights, and was attacked regularly. In the spiritual realm, demonic. I was attacked demonically in the spiritual realm so much. But I am so thankful that I was raised in a home where the name of Jesus was spoken daily. I knew who to call on when I needed help. Fast forwarding 8 years, I was date raped the day after my high school graduation. That night, I remember very vividly calling my mother from a payphone and telling her I was going to be late. And when I got home, I went straight to the bathroom and I showered, which seemed like for hours. I felt so dirty and I could not get clean enough. I fell to my knees and begged God to forgive me, to make me clean and whole again. This is another thing that I had hidden from my family. I was afraid to tell them. Like I said before, you think it's all your fault. The enemy wanted me to believe that I was this horrible person, and the devil is a liar. God sent his son not to condemn the world, but to save it. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because of God's love for me, and because he forgave me of all my sins, I was able to forgive these two men who had impacted my life in such a negative way. Believe me, at first, I didn't want to forgive them. I was hurt. I was bitter. I was broken. But because of the new grace and mercy that God shows me every single day, I learned to let go and forgive them, like God has forgiven me time and time again. I was 27 when I married my first husband, but like I had done so many times in the past, I ran ahead of God and settled with a man who, even though he was kind, we were not evenly yoked. He was not the man that God had chosen for me. I had convinced myself, though, as we do, that God was in it. 2 months before I got married, I found out that I had fibroid tumors. I was told that I may not be able to have children. After my first month of marriage, I had an attempted fibroidectomy to remove the tumors, but once the surgeon had me opened up on the table, she realized that the ultrasound had been read incorrectly, and instead of one tumor in the center of my uterus, I had two. She found two tumors the size of grapefruits on either side of my uterus, directly in the blood flow. If she removed them, then I would have bled to death, so she had to close me back up. The next 8 months would be filled with shots, treatments, and procedures to try and shrink these tumors. During those 8 months, my health declined, and at the end of that 8 month, I had to wave the white flag and have a complete hysterectomy, and I was only 28 years old. I spiraled into a deep depression for years because of not being able to have children of my own. I hated Mother's Day. I didn't feel like a woman anymore, and I felt useless. I became severely disabled and couldn't walk for 4 years of my life. My days were filled with tears, and I was drowning in my own sorrows. But even in the midst of all that, I remembered the precious name of Jesus Christ. I would lay in bed at night and sing to the Lord. Anytime I cried out to Him, He was right there. He was my comforter and my friend. With time and His amazing grace, my heart began to heal and my body began to mend. He surrounded me with nieces and nephews and godchildren that loved me. I no longer had that void, and my heart was full. Unfortunately, after 7 years of marriage, my husband decided he didn't want to be married anymore. So we divorced in 2007. I had been knocked down, but I got right back up again. But then our world was flipped upside down when the sudden death of my sister Stacy. It couldn't possibly be real. I spoke to her or saw her. I used to speak to her and see her every single day. We were so close, and I loved her so much. But let me share something very special with you. On the day to see my sister's body in the hospital, the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly and said, "Take care of her children." He gave me the children that I could never have. He blessed me in a mighty way. That day, I became a parent, and I am forever grateful. I love you guys, and you, I know you're watching, and I love you. I want you to know I love you. My life changed. I started faithfully going to church. God was using me in a mighty way. Please hold. I need to wipe the tears from my face. Okay, let me read that again. My life changed. I started faithfully going to church. God was using me in a mighty way. He used me as a vessel to do miraculous things. He used me as a vessel to heal. I was casting out demons. He used me like I can't even begin to tell you how He used me. I communed with the Lord day and night, and it was amazing. The Spirit of God was upon me. And then that old devil whispered in my ear and told me that I was lonely and I needed a man in my life to complete me. So like a fool, I turned my back on the Lord and my life came crashing down. I got farther and farther away from God, and it was the darkest time in my life. I did things that I don't even want to talk about, but I did it. I did it all. I did it all. Okay, let's see. Here we go. I did all the things that you shouldn't do. I was sexually immoral. I became a liar and a thief. And I became an alcoholic. I drank myself stupid almost every night. I didn't want to feel. I wanted to be numb. I missed my sister. I hated myself. I was depressed and had horrible anxiety. I became dead on the inside. Every morning when I would wake up with a hangover, I would beg God to please take it from me. I didn't want to be that way. I didn't want to need the alcohol. The light of Jesus that once filled me, it had gone out. It wasn't until 7 years later that I met my precious husband, Joe. Even though I was not walking with the Lord the way that I should have been, God showed me tremendous favor and brought me this precious man. This man who loves the Lord and treats me like a queen. Joe never judged me. He prayed for me every day, and he loved me through all my faults. Even though I was still struggling with being an alcoholic for the first 2 years of our marriage, Joe loved me through it. And in 2020, God changed me. He woke me up out of a dead sleep and said, "You need to be alert." "Yes, sir," I said. And from that day on, alcohol never touched my lips, and I have been sober for 4 years by the grace of God. And let me tell you, I never had one withdrawal, not one. And you know that's God. My walk with the Lord became closer. Chains and strongholds were broken, and my heart was mended. I began to purge my life of anything and everything that was not pleasing to the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I say that every single day. I have a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. I realize now more than ever that I needed to share my testimony. God is going to get his glory. He had done great things in my life and has and still is doing great things. I know so many of you can relate to my story. We can choose to be a victim or be victorious. I choose victory. I choose life. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, and I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. It is our job to tell and testify of his goodness. One person's hell is another person's help. We went down that broken road. We fell off the wagon, set it slap on fire just so we can tell of God's continual grace and mercy. Let's share the hope and love of Jesus Christ. We want as many to go with us to heaven, and it is through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony that will defeat the enemy and save them. Don't be silent. Don't be silent. Stand on the rooftops and shout, "My God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever." Jesus came as one blood sacrifice, and the blood of the Lamb has power. Power to cleanse, power to heal, and power to change you. Many all over the world have experienced the glory and the power of this cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. We serve the living Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. People are hungry and searching for anything that gives them peace, hope, and love, but they are looking for it just like I did in all the wrong places. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And that is in Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus gives you the peace, love, hope, and joy that you are searching for. He is our comforter. He is our healer. He is our refuge. He is our master, savior, and king. Only he can change us. And only he can save us. Only he can save us. Only He can fill that void in your life. And only He can complete you. My life is living proof of that. Amen. Amen. There is hope in Jesus. Anyone can repent of their sin, no matter how dark you think it might be. And I have been in those dark places. Christ Jesus has the power to cleanse you. He has the power to justify you and wash you of all your sin. You simply just need to repent and trust in Him and Him alone. He will make you a new creation and give you a new heart and a new mind. In 2 Corinthians, it says, "Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." If you haven't already given your life to Jesus, do it today. He is coming. Hear me. He is coming, and He is coming back. Very, very, very soon. He is God, and He is our judge, and He is our King. He loves you, and He wants a relationship with you, but He's a choice. You must choose Jesus. In Romans, it says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, leading to righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, leading to salvation." Isn't that a good, that is good news right there. That is wonderful news right there. Today can be the day of your salvation. I want to pray right now, and I want you to pray this. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, I want you to pray with me right now. Pray with me right now. Say this out loud. "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior and change me. Amen." Thank y'all so much for listening to my testimony. If you prayed that sinner's prayer today, please send me an email to hymnsandhopewithheather@gmail.com. I want to talk to you. I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. Share it with somebody that you think needs to hear it. We need to spread the gospel. We need to be that light in this very dark world. I love you guys so much, and I will see you on the next one.